Part 3. Jesus, Faithful and Compassionate High Priest. Chapter 3. Jesus, Superior to Moses. Therefore, holy brothers, sharing in a heavenly calling, reflect on Jesus, the Apostle and High Priest of our confession, who was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all his house. But he is worthy of more glory than Moses, as the founder of a house has more honor than the house itself. Every house is founded by someone, but the founder of all is God. Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant to testify to what would be spoken, but Christ was faithful as a son placed over his house. We are his house, if only we hold fast to our confidence and pride in our hope. Israel's infidelity, a warning. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts, as at the rebellion in the day of testing in the desert, where your ancestors tested and tried me, and saw my works for 40 years. Because of this I was provoked with that generation, and I said, They have always been of erring heart, and they do not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take care, brothers, that none of you may have an evil and unfaithful heart, so as to forsake the living God. Encourage yourselves daily, while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end. For it is said, Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at the rebellion. Who were those who rebelled when they heard? Was it not all those who came out of Egypt under Moses? With whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not those who had sinned, whose corpses fell in the desert? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest, if not to those who were disobedient? And we see that they could not enter for lack of faith.